Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The drive is live.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
What is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sterny's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah, come on out and hang out with us, y'all. Come on out and hang out with us. We're up in Cypress off 290. Come hang out with Buffalo Wild Wings, that is. I guess it's probably give the location. Other than just 290 in Cypress, that's probably a pretty wide range of establishments there. Come on up to Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's right.
And hang out. We got 2 4-packs, y'all. 2 4-packs of Texans tickets for this week's game versus the Broncos. Hell of a football team. Broncos 6-2.
Yep.
One of the better teams in the AFC. We'll see if it lasts. We'll see if we can step up to the challenge and get in that class of football this Sunday. It would be nice, but we're going to give away 2 4-packs of tickets to the Texans-Broncos game this Sunday. You got to be here, got to be on location, got to be in the building, and all you got to do is come up and put a raffle ticket right here in this white box right here my man Shea has, and we will pull 2 different names in the 5 o'clock hour.
That's right.
To give away those 4-packs that we keep talking about. Also, we've still got the Bud Light lawn chairs up here, old-school webbed lawn chairs. Why couldn't we think of putting a damn handle on them lawn chairs like that? Handles and a backpack straps, and we could have made $1 million. We could be selling them in Academy right now, Ron.
Yeah.
Big Earn, instead of
never
thinking
crossed
about
his mind. Did it?
Oh hell no, he was thinking about how many of them Schlitz he could drink while he was smoking
other
them.
Things on his mind, man.
Smoking them Marlboro Ridge and drinking that Schlitz out there in that front yard, sitting in that web lawn chair. He wasn't thinking about how we could make more money. Hell, he was thinking how he could work less.
There you go.
But here we are, man.
That would have helped if he came up with that idea.
Yeah, I'd be working less. That's for damn sure. Also, tomorrow we were up in the city, Raven Tower, 310 North Street, up in Houston. I believe it's the old White Oak Music Venue. Really, really cool looking venue. I've never been in the tower itself. Hopefully, we're in the tower tomorrow, overlooking the city. But for now. Come on, we're giving away tickets tomorrow as well.
That's right.
We're giving away tickets tomorrow as well.
That's right.
I tell you what, man, the further this season goes along, the sweeter these giveaways get, that's for sure.
Tell you, man.
Also, the Bud Light gal is in the building, and several folks around here drinking them old blue labels and enjoying the afternoon. I do wish they'd knock this AC down a notch, I guess up a notch, just that vent right there is blowing my right ear to smithereens. I'm frozen over here on this right side.
I feel just fine.
I bet you do over there. I bet you do with your long sleeve and your vest. I bet you. And my big ass is blocking all that AC that's hitting you over here. But come on up. Again, Buffalo Wild Wings, 290 in Cypress. Come hang out with us when you get time. Ron, the Rockets got a nice little win last night, 139-121 over the Raptors. And as you said earlier, it was a game where you just felt like the whole game, the Rockets at some point were going to stretch that thing out and be pretty comfortable at the end of it, right?
Yep.
But and I didn't watch it start to finish. I know Durant had a big night. I know Şengün obviously had another solid outing across the board, impacting the game in major ways. Obviously, Amen Thompson had a good night again, impacting the game in several categories.
Yep.
But Ron, to me, these early games for the Rockets have been more about the others, if you will, than the core three or the main three, the top three, right? When you talk about the Rockets, obviously talk about KD, Amen, and Şengün.
Yep.
But what I like that I've seen is with all the change in the offseason, some of the guys that exited the building, a little bit of turnover there in the meat of the roster. What I've liked that we've seen this thus far through, what is it, four games now?
Yep, they're 2-2 now. Yep.
I mean, the way that we've seen the others step up and contribute in a major way. Tari Eason a couple of nights ago had a 20 plus point output and was the talk of Twitter. Two nights ago, I think it was, and then last night, every time I looked up. It was a good night for me because I'm a big fan of this guy. But every time I looked up, Jabari Smith Jr. was handling the ball coming across the half court. He was knocking down a three. He was driving to the rack. And I don't know about you, Ron, but like his role, it seems like, at least last night it seemed like his role, it was time for him to expand his role a bit, right? And I remember Jabari Smith just knocking down shots from the corner and thinking, boy, I'd like to see a little more. I'd like to see that guy take the next level. I don't remember at all last year seeing what I saw last night. And again, it wasn't throughout the game, but just it seemed like every time I looked up at the TV, he was handling a rock, he was driving to the rack, and he was knocking down shots. That expanded role for him is something that I think is going to bear fruit in a big way for the Rockets.
Yeah, it was his night to kind of take advantage of some of the ways that the Raptors were guarding him. There was one time where Şengün had the ball at the top of the key where he does a lot, and they were like, "Well, hell, I guess we'd rather see Jabari shoot it," and he just got a in rhythm practice three,
yeah,
that he hit, mm-hmm. and he had already got hot by that point, but you could just see the open shots. That's why I said when they got Durant over here, and I thought about Jabari Smith. Like, I think Jabari Smith has a chance to be a really, really, like, top-tier role player. And a lot of people hear role player and think, no. You know, a lot of people are texting in saying, no, I think he could be a star. I don't know about that. I think he could be a top-tier role player where he can defend and he can do like that. When teams are going to try to add, you know, bodies towards Şengün or towards Kevin Durant or when Amen Thompson drives, he's just getting open. Those corner threes he's been hitting a lot this year, and he has played his role really, really well, and you think he just gets better at it.
Yeah, am I crazy? You mentioned earlier, and I thought it was beautiful, the way that they always have answers, or at least it seems like to this point. It's early in the season. We'll see how this ages and what it looks like. But am I crazy to think that's what makes this team potentially next level, right? I mean, obviously, we talk a lot about the development of the big three. We talk a lot about the chemistry that Kevin Durant needs to have with those big three. But really, this is not a team that's wholly and solely dependent on their top one or two guys just going off for 30 or 40 points a night. I mean, they have the ability for the others. And look, we haven't seen much beyond Tari Eason and Jabari Smith, and that list is shorter now with Jalen Green gone and a couple of the other guys gone, but the list is shorter. But those guys at any point in time can carry the load. And that, to me, that's what makes this team potentially real dangerous when it comes to threatening to win a title.
There's not just a, hey, man, we're going to take them away and they have bad nights. There are teams where, like Luka, despite what Austin Reeves has done as he continued to go off again last night. But generally, if Luka and LeBron don't play well, the Lakers are probably in trouble most nights.
Right.
Right? And there are other teams, you know, like that with the Celtics. When Brown and Tatum, you know, didn't play well, I mean, they had some extra stuff. But generally, like, they could be in trouble a bit. here they just have so many. Finney Smith hasn't even gotten to play, hadn't even started to play yet.
Yeah.
And he is another answer that is a guy who stretches the floor that it, that can be a critical piece. But
I forgot all about him.
I mean, you get Thompson. And as obviously we know the big two right now of Shingun and KD, but Jabari Smith comes through and Eason comes through, right? And Reed Shepard is somebody.
If they get Shepard rolling, and then you talked about Finney. I mean, you get those pieces in the fold. It's encouraging as a fan to watch this because I'm tuning in. I mean, most people are tuning in because we got Kevin Durant and we got a shot. But if you really watch this thing, the 4 through 7 guys are the ones that have the ability to take a game over. They have the ability to impact the game in a big way. And they're – I mean, that, to me, that's what
that potentially – Yeah, their 4 through 7, 4 through 8 is got to be as strong as a lot of other
right,
teams.
Right. Speaking of, you mentioned the Lakers. I know you're a Lakers fan and you watch a lot of NBA. I mean, what is this – I don't know if anybody out there's been paying attention to this, but Austin Reeves has averaged 40 points a game for the last three.
He
scored 28 last night and hit the game winner late against
16 assists on that.
Yeah, so he balled. It wasn't just 28; he balled out last night. But the hit the last second shot, I believe, to win it. What do you do with a guy like that? Now the answer is very obvious, but I do think it's a good conversation. But what do you do with a guy that has the ability to do that this right here when you get Luka and LeBron back?
Yeah, the Lakers are in a tough spot, but it's a good problem to have, right? Where they're going to have to make a decision, right? Like, because you say to yourself, there's a couple of things you can do. One, all right, when Luka and LeBron comes back, this version that we see of Austin Reeves is something like, it's like, all right, man, we already got that in two different guys. Like, it's hard to have him be able to be this because Luka's going to have the ball.
Right, yeah.
And LeBron's going to do the same thing. Like, he does, when he's at his best, is him doing the same things that they do at their best. And they're better at it than he is. But still, you look at it and you're like, well, we got to figure out something. I mean, this guy averaged 20 a game last year, and obviously his confidence looks bigger, and you know, how can we do it when one of these guys go off the floor or whatever? And you look at it as like, all right, is he going to be the future running mate for Luka? Like, do we sign him long term and say, all right, it's going to be him and Luka together? Or do you say to yourself, all right, we got some deficiencies here, and you got to believe you can get a lot of, you know, perimeter and interior defense and size if you dangle a guy like Austin Reeves, who is having a week where he has gone 51, 40 plus, and 28 and 16 assists, and clearly he is somebody that could be at the very least a 2, you know, for a team. So they're in a situation where they could go multiple directions with this thing. LeBron is probably not going to play that much longer, so I'd be hard pressed to just say, man, let's dangle something and get something right now.
Yeah.
But they're in an interesting situation because he has just gotten better every single year.
Yeah, he's a fun watch, Ryan, because it's so, I don't want to say unassuming, but like it's the. Like, I don't know how many shots he made last night that were mid-range off the glass.
Oh, and he gets to the line. Like, he's shot 50 something free throws over this 3-game stretch.
You know, he's got a game the MVP from last year, SGA. Like, he's got a game like him
poor man's version of it.
I'm just talking about the stylistically, man, the way that, I mean, uses the glass with them jumpers and is real, like, uses his body in a push-off way. He uses his body a lot to create that separation and a hell of a watch, man. But it's interesting. I saw that conversation. I didn't watch the game, but I saw that conversation this morning, and I thought, damn, I knew Austin Reeves was good. I didn't know he had that in the bag, though. That was wild. But I'm Clint Stern. It's Ryan Ugly. Tyler Milner is back at the studio on the ones and twos. We are at Buffalo Wild Wings in Cypress, up 290 way. Come through and hang out. We got some big-time giveaways. We are giving away 2 4-packs of tickets to this week's game, Texans-Broncos. I know this, Ron. There's going to be two monster defenses on the field. The two defenses that are going to be on the field this week, one, I think it's not just early season success. I think these two defenses are – when you end the season, I think these are going to be two of your top three, top four defenses in damn near every category. And that's the matchup that you can see this weekend with these four packs of tickets that we're giving away. Come on through. You got to be in the building. We're also giving away a couple of sets of lawn chairs, or a set of lawn chairs. Where the Bud Light gal is in the building, so you can get you a Bud Light if you so choose. And again, tomorrow we are at the Raven Tower, 310 North Street in Houston. Little update on the White Draws Wednesday, Ron.
I saw you put a photo out of something.
That was before. I mean, I'm going to make this a thing.
What did you say? Did you say you're living on the edge? Is that
life on the edge a bit? I mean, I can acknowledge the fact of why some folks will steer clear of the White Draws, but I don't understand why completely not owning them. Never thought about it like that. I think I may go all white.
I had a friend of mine said he keeps one.
One pair of white ones?
He keeps one pair of white ones just in case he wears
white pants. Well, I think he should. I mean, wear them once a week, and then that makes you feel at least you're somewhat decent. But I had the wife inspect them last night.
Do women wear white draws? Is that a thing? Do women wear?
I mean, you got a wife.
Yeah. She got some. I wonder, do they ditch them too like us?
No, that is the reason why I think some of y'all are unbelievably disgusting. They're wearing pink ones, white ones, and they are smooth in the crack, and they do it. But your nasty tail can't wear anything beyond black underwear because you don't trust yourself.
What I got on today? I got dark blue today, I believe.
I had wifey inspect them. It was nice and clean. I trapped her when she's in the bathtub too, so she couldn't run from them.
That doesn't sound like something she. I would think she.
She didn't play. She didn't play along, but she didn't have no choice.
You locked her in there.
She was in the bathtub, so she had no choice. I had to. She had to look at them. Clean. I passed, man. Flying colors.
Yeah.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah. There you go. I don't know.
Andy liked it.
I'll be honest with you. The photo you sent, you didn't show – you didn't have the draws showing in the area that
– Well, they were clean.
The nervous part.
I did that the morning before I put them on.
Oh. Okay.
You think I took them off and laid them out on the bed?
I think you had –
I did make a video. Last time I wore them, I did make a video. They were laying on the floor. I picked them up. I turned the wrong side out, and I showed it. I'm an adult, a clean adult. And my wife told me it's too disgusting to post. She said, you're gross. That's disgusting. I said, it's a great topic, and they're clean.
All right, coming up next.
Women wear white draws?
I'm just saying.
White thongs that run smooth up in the crack.
I don't know. I see a lot of colored ones. Are women steering clear of the draws? Sally, you're out here. Mel, you're out here. Come on, text in. 713-572-4610.
Oh, I thought you were talking to somebody in the building.
Are y'all avoiding the draws? Are y'all avoiding them draws? All right, coming up as we continue.
Boy, it'd be a shame. Somebody ain't got a nice, silky white pair.
I just wonder if they
ain't living right,
them.
Man.
I wonder if they're avoiding them. We'll give you the latest here. Good news coming out
good panty talk.
One of the most important players for the Texans. We'll give you the latest on that. That's coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Next, right here live on the.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 290 in Cypress, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. It is a Thirsty Thursday, and congratulations to a couple. Our latest winner, they took home the lawn chairs, the Bud Light lawn chairs. They took them home courtesy of Bud Light. We appreciate it. And still in the running. Still in the running. We still coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. You make sure you get your way here. In the 5 o'clock hour, you still have an opportunity, two different opportunities to win a four-pack of tickets. That's right. We got eight total tickets we're hooking folks up with and two winners. We will do that in the 5 o'clock hour, two different opportunities to win a four-pack of tickets. If you have not put your name or your ticket, come on up and grab a ticket in our raffle box. You may want to do so. Shay is holding it up right here, and you can get yourself a chance to win. If you're not doing it, go ahead and get you some wings. Get you a beer. Get you a drink. Enjoy yourself. The staff is here taking care of everybody, as they always do here at Buffalo Wild Wings. A little update here on the text line. We women wear white panties and they stay clean. Good for them.
That's right.
Yeah, girl.
I just wondered if there was some avoiding them.
I'm just going to tell you.
Text Megan. Megan's avoiding them.
I would rather be confident enough to wear white and just slip up every now and then than just throw the cards in and go, you know what, to hell with it, man. I don't trust myself. I'm just going to wear blacks.
It sounds like a terrible idea. At least
wearing white underwear makes you as a man think about being a little bit cleaner.
Well, I don't.
Hygiene every day.
I don't think wearing gray draws makes me throw the cleanliness out of the window.
You don't get to backtrack now. You are on record of
you're
a nasty human being that does not wear white underwear because you don't trust yourself.
It's a part of it. Sometimes you have a bad day, right? You have a bad day, and why?
I want to keep it funky.
But just because sometimes I am man enough to acknowledge that I have a bad day does not mean that I throw my hygiene out of the window.
That guy right there,
you see him? He raised his hand. You have a bad day every once in a while, don't you? Wear dark drawers.
We all have a bad day every now and then. But, I mean, it sounds like you have one about 3-4 times a week.
That's not true. See, I tried to be vulnerable and express to you exactly what I'm going through, and now you're taking it up a notch. I looked in that drawer, Ron,
and I had all black underwear, and I thought, but mine was just because they come in packages, in bunches. But the only I'd had to buy a variety pack, and I'm not a big variety guy. I like to just buy it, so I would buy the three pack of black because that was the only color that they all came in. I never even thought about you nasty sumbucks that it's built for. Y'all have changed the underwear industry.
Well, I've just said, let me not go with those. Come over here. That light blue's dicey.
You got some baby blue draws, but you ain't got no white. I ain't trying to say nothing, but that sounds a little.
I didn't say I got any baby blues. I just said those baby blues could be dicey for those too.
You saw them in your top drawer this morning.
I don't own those either. I don't move over to the.
Hey man, you got to get your old lady a pair of them silky white, ones, man.
You can hold them, Caroline. Of blue draws, I pass on them too. All right,
nice silky white thong. You kidding me?
Some news here.
What, we better move on. We got kids in the audience.
Some news out here, Clint. This, according to Jonathan Alexander, coming up at 5 o'clock fire. We'll have the full injury report for both teams coming up then. But Jonathan Alexander, who writes for the Chronicle, said Nico Collins. As he spoke in the locker room for the first time after his concussion, he said that he is back now and ready to play this week. So Nico Collins is a go. Yeah, young clap up for that. Nico Collins is a go. I think they're confident as well that Christian Kirk And please, guys, don't just quit on Christian Kirk. I think a lot of people, a lot of y'all, man, some of the messages coming in about Christian Kirk, y'all, calm down just a bit, guys. Let him slide over that hamstring injury, man. Let him get to week 10.
Well, I mean, now we're at week 10. It's going to turn into week 15.
No, I ain't going to say that now. I mean, just give him a chance here. He's only played a couple of games, but he is back in the fold as well, so he should be back. By the way, Clint Tyler, I'm wondering, are you all, because I know you look at the lines, Tyler, we're looking at the Texans who, you know, are under 500 right now, and they played a 49ers team with an impressive win, but the week before that, they really struggled on national TV on Monday Night Football versus Seattle. And then we have the Broncos, and the Broncos, they've won on the road against Philadelphia, the defending champs, right? They've won these last two games as well, and then they blew out the Cowboys on national TV. Are you at all surprised the Texans are a point-and-a-half favorite in this game?
Yes, I am.
Tyler, are you surprised? You surprised the Texans are favored in this game? Obviously, a point and a half, they think Denver's a better team. But, like, for instance, tonight, I don't want to compare them to these two, but the Ravens are 2-5. They're a 7.5-point favorite
against the Dolphins
surprised. On the road.
Yeah.
Are you surprised?
Yeah. What's the rule? The home squad usually gets
three?
At least about three.
Yeah.
But even factoring that in, it's like, yeah, it was shocking when I saw that line come out.
Yeah, I mean, they just did a number on the Cowboys last week. I mean,
yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing coming out of that game with Denver and Dallas was we knew Denver was going to score a lot of points because Dallas's defense ain't worth a damn. But the way that they were able to cause problems for Dallas's offense and really slow them down, that was impressive. So, yeah, I thought they'd be a slight favorite here.
Yeah, they've got, like I said, they've got the win on the road against the Eagles.
Yeah,
right, and they've played the Colts. I mean, I know the Rams beat them, but they played the Colts as well as anybody who's played the Colts. Who have the best record in football. And really, they're probably telling themselves, we lost that game because of a leverage call on a 60-yard field goal that was missed that moved it up 15 yards that allowed them to make a game winner, and they lost by a point to what people – well, not people, would have the best record in football. I'm a little surprised, but I understand it. Like, I understand when you look at some of the games Denver has played, especially against tougher defensive teams, they have really fought it. And, you know, they're going against the best defensive team by most metrics in the Houston Texans on the road. I understand, but I am still a bit surprised by the number they did. The last time we saw them basically on national TV against the Cowboys, they did a number on them. They blew them out last week. The last time we saw the Texans on national TV, it was that Seattle game, and it looked really rough. So good for them. Maybe Vegas and them know something that we don't know, but I'm still a bit surprised that they look at the Texans as the better or as the team that they're favoring to win.
Well, I mean, it comes down to, do you feel better about Denver's offense against our defense or our offense against their defense, right? The two offenses are the weak links on both teams. If there is a weak link on Denver, that is it, right, is that both of the defenses are top-ranked. And so who do you feel better about? I would say Denver makes – I mean, it's a pretty easy decision for me. I feel better about what Denver's done offensively.
Top 10 on offense and defense.
Yeah, I mean, they can throw it. They can run it. They got one of the best play callers in the game. So – I would think that's a pretty easy get to, but apparently not. Like you said, Vegas don't miss much.
Yeah, someone texted in and said maybe it's the Surtain injury. Usually cornerbacks don't play that much of a role in the line, right, Tyler? I don't, like, it's usually quarterbacks that make a major difference to shift. Like, a cornerback, even though he is the reigning defensive player of the league of the year last year and the best corner in football, most people believe, I still don't think that is something that swings the line that way. I just think Vegas really believes in the Texans this week at home against the Broncos. All right, coming up, a lot of people have asked this question all week long since the game ended, and I want to bring this up as a discussion with you, Clint, about now that Nico Collins, at least according to him, is going to be back, What does that mean for CJ based off what we watched with the receiving core last week? We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 290 in Cypress, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
There we go. Appreciate you jumping in with us here. And there is still time, baby. We are out here at Buffalo Wild Wings, Thirsty Thursday here in Cypress off 290. Make your way on out to this Buffalo Wild Wings as we have still great prizes coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. It's the big ones. You got a chance to win not once but two different opportunities to win a four-pack of tickets. Not one, not two. Two. Not more than two, but two. Two opportunities to win a four-pack of tickets to see the Texans play in the biggest game of their season up to this point against the Denver Broncos. Give Bailey a hand out here, man. She's been fantastic. Give her a hand and help her out here, guys. If you haven't put your name in our raffle box, go ahead and order you a drink. Get you some food here as it's always a good time out here at Buffalo Wild Wings on a Thirsty Thursday. Before I get to it, I want to get your thoughts on this Nico Collins situation since he returns from the text line. I wouldn't have bought them, meaning a white pair of drawers, but a family member gifted me a pack of boxer briefs with one white pair in there. And when they were my last clean pair, I put them on. When I took them off, it looked like there had been some roadkill back there. That same family member happened to be doing my laundry that week, and she somehow got them clean. But I kind of hope that she learned a lesson. Yeah, learned a lesson on buying them white drawers.
It sounds like roadkill. Sounds like the color didn't matter.
Yeah,
you are disgusting.
I think you got to let them go, right?
We got to
toss them.
Yeah, you definitely don't ask a family member to clean them. I mean, look, let's be honest,
that's got to be.
White Draws Wednesday's got a thing. It's got a deal. Keep guys in check. I'm telling you, I think you should. I think it should be a real thing.
Yeah,
I'm gonna check yours next Wednesday.
They're not gonna be white.
White Draws Wednesday. Wednesday, you got to wear white draws.
Andy hadn't had white draws since the 70s. Stop this.
Andy still got some draws he had.
You're right. Hey, Andy got that John McClane. Got that John McClane spirit. Man, I'd be pissed off if John McClane don't wear no whitey tighties. I'd be hot. That just ain't what his vibe is. God, I miss John.
Booger
I wish
butt.
He was here to defend himself. Thank you, Booger Butt. All right. Clint, I did want to get your thoughts on this because we said on the last segment that according to Nico Collins, he's playing on Sunday, barring anything, which is a great sign for the Texans, especially when you look at the fact that Patrick Surtain is supposed to be an IR candidate and is likely not to play on Sunday. But I've seen this a lot. Hey, man, I think, and I bet you heard it on the postgame show. I heard it. We heard it on calls on Monday. Hey, man, I think CJ looked better, was better because he didn't have to have Nico out there to try to force the ball to. I think he was better because he was just throwing it to the open guy and didn't feel compelled to have to get the ball to Nico Collins. And I guess the thought is to me is, one, is that an issue that you see for CJ that he feels like he's trying to force the ball to get to Nico Collins? And do you think Nico Collins being back in any way can prevent CJ from playing the quarterback position the way he did on Sunday?
It has not been a problem in Houston. Is there a potential issue in the game of football to have one really good receiver and you know make too much of an effort to get that guy touches? Absolutely, but that's not a thing in Houston. No, I don't think there's definitely not been any extended period of time where I felt like CJ was trying to force the ball to Nico. No, not at all. In fact, if I were him, I would have tried to do it more throughout the season when Nico was healthy. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, no, look, the reason The reason that C.J. Stroud played better, there's twofold last week. One, San Francisco's defensive line was not very good, and he had a clean pocket and not much around his feet at all. Two, the game plan for the San Francisco 49ers was clearly make them go 12 or 13 or 14 or 16 plays to score. Don't give them anything cheap, right? Try to force them into a mistake by making them play more downs. And they never broke stride there. They never changed the game plan. And so all that quick underneath stuff was there. It was challenged very little. And so last week happened not because Nico wasn't there and because all of a sudden CJ wanted to spread the ball around. It happened because it was very comfortable and it was very easy for CJ Stroud to just sit in that pocket and distribute the football. Quick game, mid-range game, the shots, all of it. That's why it happened. Now what we got to hope is that when it gets a little muddier in that pocket, he can do some similar things.
Yeah, I'm with you. I have never ever felt, especially with Nico, I have never, and I maybe there was a little bit of that I felt, not that I'm saying I was right, but you felt maybe with Diggs a little bit last year early that he felt compelled to maybe get him the ball more, but I don't even know if I 100% felt that.
Yeah.
I've never felt it with Nico or watched CJ where it's like, I got to get him the ball.
Yeah.
You've seen quarterbacks. I've watched Jalen Hurts look like he was trying to make a concerted effort to get A.J. Brown the ball and wasn't looking anywhere else, which probably led to him going 0 for 8. I've never seen CJ look like that. He would throw it, like you said, he'd throw the ball to John Metchie in past years and be like, come on, man, what are we doing here?
I don't – like CJ just has never been a guy that forces the ball into anybody. I mean, he's always been a pretty – in-scheme guy that commits to the plan. I mean, I don't – that's why – I think there's been times this year when he's got a little bit outside. Like the four go routes in one drive was wild. That was clearly some frustration. I heard that in the post-game. When we did the post-game show, I heard that same –
You hearing that
same,
too? Yeah, I've been hearing that.
I mean,
like,
look, to each their own, I just don't think it – I don't think it is –
I think it is insane to think that, man, C.J. Stroud is going to be better without Nico.
Yeah, it doesn't apply.
Not consistently.
It doesn't apply to Houston. I've seen it happen in football before, but, it doesn't apply to Houston, I don't think.
I'm with you, yeah.
In fact, I wish it did.
like I'm with you. To me, if you can protect C.J. Stroud the way that they were able to protect C.J. Stroud, if you can stay in third down and – 1-4, which they seem to be in consistently last week, and convert like that, then run the football well, then I think you will see that level of CJ often, whether Nico's on the field or not.
Ron, I would.
And if you're gonna watch the 49ers just play off guys the entire way and not be aggressive in their coverage, I think you're gonna see a lot of that.
I would argue that regardless of the situation, when you start the conversation with, boy, if they can protect C.J. Stroud, then this, that, or that. I would argue that I don't care if you're in third and mid, third and long. I don't care if you're in the red zone or not. If they protect C.J. Stroud, I have a high level of confidence that C.J. can go make a lot of noise and move the football and score a lot of points. That is going to be ultimately the question. And we don't even know if they're any closer today than they were a year ago, much less a week ago.
Yeah, somebody texted and said, hell, I don't think they use Nico enough. I don't think he forces it to Nico enough.
I agree wholeheartedly. I don't think the offensive coordinator does, and I don't think the quarterback does. Neither one of them forced the football to Nico, and I would like to see both of them maybe lean into it a bit.
Yeah. No, I think I don't think there is a Nico Collins problem or CJ has a problem where he just, I have got to get him the ball. No, I don't think that is the case. Again, we are live here, Buffalo Wild Wings here in Cypress. Make your way on out here, and this is a big 5 o'clock hour because you have a chance to win tickets. Win tickets, not just one But two different opportunities to win a four-pack of tickets coming up.
Two four-pack lower bowl tickets.
That's right.
If you're out there, 290 in Cypress.
You're right.
Yeah. 290 in Cypress. Bring your ass. You got time to get in the building and get in this old raffle box. Yeah.
It's not tickets to be up there with the McNairs. Mm-mm. No, you mean
above the McNairs?
Yeah, above the McNairs.
Hold on, you're lower.
Just saying, they are pretty up there.
Come on.
I mean, I'm sure they enjoy it. They are.
They can fit about 200 people in that box. There's only a couple spaces that can handle them. You know what I mean?
It's good to see. It's good to see the Dream out there. Akeem Olajuwon was out there and honored at the game. My man yelled. I think a Texans first down right as they were announcing that. Hey, Akeem Olajuwon's up there, and just blew that right out the water.
Somebody up there scared the hell out of Akeem. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
Can't get my do around here. All right, coming up a little 5 o'clock fire. We'll get you set and ready for this Thursday night football game, Ravens Dolphins. We'll get you updated on the full injury report, and it is big, big news. There's a big, big player for the Texans, and then a very important player for the Broncos that we need to let you know about. And then, hey, Clint, the first person who has been able to make some more cash in college football off of these all these hires.
Oh, yeah.
He's the first of many. We'll discuss all of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.